into this fence like now. Blue and green, or white and green. That's what my neighbor got on her side. Mm-hmm. All the way down.
What about the kind of fence that it's got little twisted wire on it? It'll catch your clothes on it?
Oh, that's a chain link.
No, they have two or three strands of it.
Wire?
Well, it's a kind of a wire. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes on these chain link fences, at the top they'll put two or three strands of this.
Uh-huh.
It's got little twists on it.
Twisted wire. Yeah.
And if you tried to climb over it,
it'll catch your clothes.
Yeah.
No, I can't think the name of that now. But I know what you're talking about. But I can't.
Give me your bark.
Barbed wire. Uh-huh.
How would you set up a fence like that?
Well, I guess I'll have to just run it on the way they're doing now. They're posts, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then they run it on down till you get to the end, Well, the end, like now, that's what they do now.
Uh-huh. At the end, you have
one corner nail left.
One corner.
Post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they come on way on down until they get. And then now this stuff look like all run into these wires.
Mm-hmm.
This green, this white, and this plaster. Mm-hmm. Like that plaster stuff run through these wires now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little sharp points, like you're talking about, sticking up. To the fence now, and the like they got the that's a new style now they got.
What do you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Rock. Uh-huh. Cement fence.
Uh huh. And something that people used to carry water in.
Hmm.
Something that people used to carry water in.
Pitcher.
Uh huh. What about something they'd milk in?
Milk? Oh, ice?
Mm-hmm. Or something that maybe it was made out of wood. And did y'all ever have a well?
No. We had a pump.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But you used to pump your water and had a stand around it. And the pump right in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
We used to pump our water then and where we were living at then. Well, before we had sewage then.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have something that's maybe made out of cedar? That you could carry to?
No.
Well, what about something made out of metal that?
Mm-hmm. No, nothing but just a pipe go down in the ground.
No, what you'd carry the water
in? Or the kettle water in, like a aluminum pitcher or something.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have anything else besides a pitcher?
A glass pitcher, a water pitcher.
What about something bigger than a pitcher?
Something like a bowl.
Uh-huh.
Or glass bowl,
a
bucket.
Uh-huh. What's a bucket made out of?
Some made out of that plaster, and some made out of wood, like.
Uh-huh. And what would you carry food to the hogs in?
A hog in?
What would you carry the food in?
In what?
If you wanted to carry some food to the hogs, what would you carry?
Set it in the bucket.
Uh-huh. What would you call that bucket?
Called a slop bucket.
Okay. Do you ever have hogs?
No, never have. I know when I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, I've been there too, my aunt.
Uh-huh.
And she had hogs, and they used to have to put in a bucket to catch them. And
great
big one. They used to kill them around during the Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
did you ever live there in Biloxi?
I stayed there a while with my aunt. And I went up there when I was around about 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then the lady I used to wait for, Miss Scammer, I was just about 11. She sent for me, and I stayed with her.
How long did you stay there?
I stayed there was going around the flu,
uh-huh.
Hempedenic, and the doctor was going around to everybody's house